I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, we meet the high-flying pioneers of the U.S. women's ski jumping team. But first, for some, the Winter Olympics is all about the figure skating. Curling has a passionate following, especially in Canada. Skiing and snowboarding attract people who like their sports to be dangerous. But according to Sports Illustrated's Michael Farber, for a lot of the Russians, including Vladimir Putin, the 2014 Games are all about hockey. Michael, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill.
In your Sports Illustrated article titled Black Sea Bullies? You quote Hall of Famer Igor Larionov, who said, if Russia wins hockey and no other medals, this Olympics will have been a success. Is that a widely shared opinion among the Russians?
I believe it is. There's certain characteristics and events that define every country. I do believe that the Olympics are a green screen and every country projects its own aspirations and interests on them. And with all due respect to biathletes and figure skaters, in Russia, hockey is the major winter sport, and it's how Russians will define these games.
The Soviet Union used to be dominant at men's ice hockey, but the Soviet Union ceased to exist almost 15 years ago. Is the Olympic hockey tournament all about reestablishing that reputation?
There really has been a Cold War vibe about everything associated with Sochi. And part of it is Vladimir Putin wanting the games to show that Russia is a modern nation and a great nation, and sports, especially hockey, is an expression of that. The Soviet Union was dominant in the Olympics until the NHL players got there, because the Russian players, and they were almost all Russian, not just merely Soviet, were together for 11 months. These were fabulous players. They trained together, and they had the advantage of staying home. They were not NHL players. They were not allowed to be NHL players. And while the NHL players were off in their own league, the great Soviet teams had to play essentially amateurs. And so that domination was expected. And that's why 1980, the U.S. triumph, was indeed a minor miracle.
Some have described the Russians' game plan as conservative, but three-time NHL MVP Alex Ovechkin, whose day job is playing for the Washington Capitals, has a history of putting on a high-scoring show all by himself. Will those two approaches work well together?
Well, we saw Ovechkin change under Dale Hunter when Hunter was coaching the Capitals. I think for a two-week tournament, Ovechkin is quite capable of parking his ego at the door, realizing what is at stake. The real problem for Russia is that there are six players on the ice, but only one puck. They haven't played well together. They haven't shared the puck. Individualism has been the order of the day. So there is a new coach this time, Zanatula Bilyaladinov, and he preaches defense and teamwork, and we'll see if the Russian players can all come together.
Do you like Russia's chances to capture gold?
I think Russia is one of four teams for three medals. I think the co-favorites right now would be Canada, which has the most talent top to bottom in the lineup, and Sweden. But Sweden seems to know how to play together and, of course, won the gold medal in Turin in 2006. I like the U.S. team as well. I think the Americans suffer from perhaps a lack of goal scoring, but the goaltending is excellent. Russia is one of these teams in the mix. Goaltending has been a problem traditionally. I don't see that now with Semyon Varlamov, who plays for the Colorado Avalanche. But it will be a great tournament and quite probably the last tournament, at least in the near future, in which NHL players will play in the Olympics.
You can find a link to Michael Farber's Sports Illustrated story, Black Sea Bullies, at onlyagame.org. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with me, and enjoy the games.
Thank you, Bill.
The NHL is considering whether it will continue to send its players to the Olympics after the Sochi Games are over. Should the league continue to do that? Let us know what you think by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio.